New Hampshire Public Radio, first one on the air as WEVO-FM, all the way back in 1981.
On the air!
Tonight we welcome WEVO in Concord, New Hampshire, to the NPR and All Things Considered family.
They broadcast just a couple of hours a day from ramshackle offices on a shoestring budget.
A mere 500 members brought programs including Morning Edition and All Things Considered to the Concord area for the first time in New Hampshire history.
Over the years, NHPR has expanded its broadcast day to 24 hours.
The idea of tax cuts to spur economic growth. After talks in Paris, President Sarkozy and Chancellor Merkel said they
and
would
expanded its coverage throughout 90% of the state.
WEVS Nashua at 88.3, WEVH Hanover at 91.3,
expanded its commitment to local coverage
and expanded its member roles to 16,000.
Despite airing car talk.
NHPR's technical requirements have also expanded. 21st century radio is very different from radio circa 1980.
There are now 11 stations in our network, so we need to make periodic upgrades to all 11 broadcast towers. We had to replace reel-to-reel tape machines with CDs and mini-discs, and those had to be replaced by flash media.
The NHPR.org servers manage significantly more content and media than when they first went online in 1996. And that just brings us up to the present.
Even the very wise cannot see all ends. What will the next digital media be? How will the website need to adapt to best serve the listener?
So we are asking every listener to contribute to NHPR's campaign for 21st Century Radio now by calling 1-888-805-6477 or visit nhpr.org.
Of course, there have been expansions in other areas as well. What started out as a three-man crew is now more than 40 full-time and part-time staff, volunteers, and interns.
As a result of that, local programming has grown dramatically. In 1995, The Exchange began humbly, and now it's a prerequisite for any presidential candidate looking for a strong finish in the New Hampshire primary.
NHPR and Senator McCain, we last spoke in July. Welcome back.
Thank you, Laura. It's nice to be back.
NHPR.org and Senator Obama, good to have you in our studios. Thanks for coming in.
Great to be here, Laura. Thank you so much.
Earlier this year, Word of Mouth was launched, a fresh take on new trends affecting our culture.
Welcome to Word of Mouth, a brand new show from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm your host, Virginia Prescott.
And the NHPR news staff has grown to 7 full-time reporters and half a dozen stringers around the state.
All this to provide you with a strong local service and keep you in touch with the rest of New Hampshire, the nation, and the world.
The NHPR staff will be better able to meet the challenges posed by the 21st century from the new facility at 2 Pillsbury Street in Concord.
The larger building will allow more room for additional staff to produce more and even better programming relevant to you. I'm Linda Wertheimer from NPR News.
I'm Robin Young from Here and Now.
I'm Noah Adams from NPR News.
I'm Susan Stanberg from NPR News.
We're Click and Clack, the Tapper Brothers.
I'm Ira Glass of This American Life.
I'm Leanne Hansen from Weekend Edition Sunday.
I'm Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game.
I'm Diane Rain.
I'm Melissa Block with All Things Considered.
I'm Jad Abumrad from Radiolab.
I'm Koki Roberts from NPR
I'm Peter
News.
Sagal from Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
I'm Lisa Mullins from PRI's The World.
I'm Nina Totenberg from NPR News.
I'm Steve Inskeep from NPR's Morning Edition.
And I'm Terry Gross from Fresh Air. Join us now in helping to support NHPR's campaign for 21st Century Radio.
Because when every listener gives, every listener gains. Please call 1-888-805-6477 or visit nhpr.org. And thanks.